No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 30th day of May. Can you believe it? Just a couple days left in this month of May, and then we will have made it. I'm so glad that you're here and that the Bible is a part of your life today. This is how you know what you believe for yourself. It's not secondhand information. It's good and right that we know this and hear this for ourselves. So let's know God through His Word for ourselves today. Today we're reading Psalm chapter 119, and we're going to read verses 1 through 88. And today is the last day in the New English Translation. Psalm 119. How blessed are those whose actions are blameless, who obey the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His rules and seek Him with all their heart, who moreover do no wrong, but follow in His footsteps. You demand that your precepts be carefully kept. If only I were predisposed to keep your statutes, then I would not be ashamed if I were focused on all your commands. I will give you sincere thanks when I learn your just regulations. I will keep your statutes. Do not completely abandon me. How can a young person maintain a pure life? By guarding it according to your instructions. With all my heart I seek you. Do not allow me to stray from your commands. In my heart I store up your words, so I might not sin against you. You deserve praise, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I proclaim all the regulations you have revealed. I rejoice in the lifestyle prescribed by your rules as if they were riches of all kinds. I will meditate on your precepts and focus on your behavior. I will delight in your statutes. I do not forget your instructions. Be kind to your servant, that I will live and keep your instructions. Open my eyes so I can truly see the marvelous things in your law. I am a resident foreigner in this land. Do not hide your commands from me. I desperately long to know your regulations at all times. You reprimand arrogant people. Those who stray from your commands are doomed. Spare me shame and humiliation, for I observe your rules. Though rulers plot and slander me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Yes, I find delight in your rules. They give me guidance. I collapse in the dirt. Revive me with your word. I told you about my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Help me to understand what your precepts mean. Then I can meditate on your marvelous teachings. I collapse from grief. Sustain me by your word. Remove me from the path of deceit. Graciously give me your law. I choose the path of faithfulness. I am committed to your regulations. I hold fast to your rules. O Lord, do not let me be ashamed. I run along the path of your commands, for you enable me to do so. Teach me, O Lord, the lifestyle prescribed by your statutes, so that I might observe it continually. Give me understanding so that I might observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Guide me in the path of your commands, for I delight to walk in it. Give me a desire for your rules, rather than for wealth gained unjustly. Turn my eyes away from what is worthless. Revive me with your word. Confirm to your servant your promise, which you made to the one who honors you. Take away the insults that I dread. Indeed, your regulations are good. Look, I long for your precepts. Revive me with your deliverance. May I experience your loyal love, O Lord, and your deliverance as you promised. Then I will have a reply for the one who insults me, for I trust in your word. Do not completely deprive me of a truthful testimony, for I await your justice. Then I will keep your law continually now and for all time. I will be secure, for I seek your precepts. I will speak about your regulations before kings and not be ashamed. I will find delight in your commands, which I love. I will lift my hands to your commands, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. This is what comforts me in my trouble, for your promise revives me. Arrogant people do nothing but scoff at me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remember your ancient regulations, O Lord, and console myself. Rage takes hold of me because of the wicked, those who reject your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house where I live. I remember your name during the night, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice, for I observe your precepts. The Lord is my source of security. I have determined to follow your instructions. I seek your favor with all my heart. Have mercy on me as you promised. I consider my actions and follow your rules. I keep your commands eagerly and without delay. The ropes of the wicked tighten around me, but I do not forget your law. In the middle of the night, I arise to thank you for your just regulations. I am a friend to all your loyal followers and to those who keep your precepts. O Lord, your loyal love fills the earth. Teach me your statutes. You are good to your servant. O Lord, just as you promised, teach me proper discernment and understanding, for I consider your commands to be reliable. Before I was afflicted, I used to stray off, but now I keep your instructions. You are good, and you do good. Teach me your statutes. Arrogant people smear my reputation with lies, but I observe your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are calloused, but I find delight in your law. It was good for me to suffer, so that I might learn your statutes. The law you have revealed is more important to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding so that I might learn your commands. Your loyal followers will be glad when they see me, for I find hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your regulations are just. You disciplined me because of your faithful devotion to me. May your loyal love console me, as you promised your servant. May I experience your compassion so I might live, for I find delight in your law. May the arrogant be humiliated, for they have slandered me, but I meditate on your precepts. May your loyal followers turn to me, those who know your rules. May I be fully committed to your statutes so that I might not be ashamed. I desperately long for your deliverance. I find hope in your word. My eyes grow tired as I wait for your promise to be fulfilled. I say, when will you comfort me? For I am like a wineskin dried up in smoke. I do not forget your statutes. How long must your servant endure this? When will you judge those who pursue me? The arrogant dig pits to trap me, which violates your law. All your commands are reliable. I am pursued without reason. Help me. They have almost destroyed me here on the earth, but I do not reject your precepts. Revive me with your loyal love, that I might keep the rules you have revealed. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together in your word today and this week. Thank you for all that you've said to us, all that you have spoken to us through your word. We give you what is yours, and we lay down what is not ours to take into the newness of the promise of a brand new beginning as we turn the page in the story of our own lives and in the story of your word together. Forward, moving past and beyond the place that we were. May we look ahead with hope, with excitement for what you will do, because you keep so little the same in us. May we be open to all that you long to do in us. We love you and we worship you. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around, download 2.0. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We sure are grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or you can hit the little red circle up at the top right-ish hand corner of that app as well. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone and then hit the icon down below on the right-hand side that says chronological, and it will ensure your call gets to the right place. That's it for me today. That's it for me this week. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. We'll begin a brand new day and a brand new week together as we end the month at the same time. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio, calling in for a couple of job requests and prayers. And also, I'll start with Grandma Grace. You thought it was a simple prayer, but no prayer is unimportant to our Lord. And I just pray that the Lord has already opened doors for you for this RV to have a new home, and that you would have peace in your heart that this would be settled. And hopefully humble in Hawaii. Thank you for your service in Christian education. And I just ask the Lord to touch your finances, and that I'm prayerfully believing and hoping that the Lord has already allowed you to hear from this new job as you care for disabled family members. You're such a servant of the Lord. I just pray he would shower blessings upon you with new work and finances. And Joyfer and Virginia, oh, just so sorry about this test, but we don't want you to feel any shame over this, Joyfer and Virginia. I don't know if maybe it's not God's calling for you, but I just pray that you would get new direction on what he wants you to do, that he would touch your finances and provide you with the wisdom you need and a job you need, that doors would open and those that could come around you and support you and encourage you. In the name of Jesus, we lift all these prayers up to you. Thank you. Love you all, DABC family.
Good morning, DABC family. This is Edie Murray in Northeast Ohio. First of all, I want to thank you for all of your prayers thus far. I want to let you know that the wedding went well. Scott had enough energy to walk his daughter down the aisle and to dance with her, and it was beautiful and heartfelt. Yesterday, on Wednesday, they played the update with Cameron's appointment dates. However, yesterday also, we got the results of the bone marrow biopsy, and it's not good. The cancer has spread, and they're telling us to enjoy the time we have with him. Family, please pray. Please pray for me that I will have wisdom and discernment to know when to speak and when not to speak. I'm just struggling. You know, when everything looks good, people were on Facebook saying how God is good, and I was talking to my friends going, this is not good, because God is good whether we get what we want or not. And now we are not getting what we want, and so now all of these people's friends who aren't Christians are saying, well, this is why I don't trust God. So give me wisdom, please, because Cameron's family's faith is not something that is strong. You know, it had been teetering since the beginning, and I just need God to comfort them and to give me wisdom of when to speak and when not to speak. please continue to pray for all involved. For Scott and for Scott's wife, Char, she is really struggling now with the potential loss of both people. It doesn't make sense to her at all.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is El Benita. I am calling with updates and thank yous. Shout out to you, Baby D, for calling in. It made my heart smile to hear you say my name. And I thank you for the prayers. My mom is, her heart is doing well. She is taking things one day at a time. And so I'm thankful for that. We actually got to visit her not too long ago, and she was loving on my daughter, which is great. Speaking of my daughter, we are still in the process of trying to figure out what is best for her. We recently discovered that she has severe hearing loss on the left side. And so we go back to John Hopkins on the 5th to figure out what is best. And so I'm thankful to the Lord for answers. Open and hoping for the Lord to make the way very clear. And so, Baby D, I want to encourage you and your husband to hang in there. Dealing with depression and OCD is hard. It's a hard thing to watch and to deal with, as I have walked with several friends through it. And I would say the most important thing is being present and staying in prayer, because I truly believe prayer changes things. And I pray that your son would be given community, that someone can come along and water those seeds that you've planted. I also want to pray for Morgan, whose relative committed suicide. Suicide is an illness. It's hard because it feels like it's better for everyone if you end your life. And so I pray peace for this family. Having struggled with suicide before, I get it, and it's tough. And so I pray for peace for you all. I know I'm running out of time. For this sweet man that lost everything to scammers, shame on those scammers. And I pray that your loss would not be in vain, and that the Lord would restore, and that those scammers will be sent to the feet of Jesus to repent, and that restoration will come, that community will surround you and uplift you. And so I love you all. I will keep you posted on Mackenzie. Thank you so much for praying, and we will talk soon. Bye.
Good morning. This is Wendy from Michigan. I was just listening and just wanted to pray for the woman that called in about her husband's first cousin that it was concluded that she committed suicide. I'm just so very sorry. I understand this. My dad committed suicide almost 3 years ago. It's devastating. It's heartbreaking, and it tears at the hearts of the family. But I just want you to know, by God, He will come through, and He is a sustainer, and He's a comforter. And He's going to provide great peace. And I just want to pray with you for this. Lord, you know the hurts that are unbearable, but you always come through with your grace and mercy. And I just pray for this family, especially the mother, that you would wrap her up and give her incredible comfort, peace that passes all understanding, that only you can give. Lord, would you just please be with each and every family member, friend that this is touching, that you would help them to know this isn't their fault. There's nothing they could have done. This was a choice. But God, I just pray that you will give incredible comfort and peace. And we will thank you for it. In your name I pray. Amen.